What's News? I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla, which is trying to sell the Model 3 at an affordable price, is laying off more workers. We'll talk with The Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins in a moment. First, here are some headlines. House Democrats say they'll investigate a report that President Trump directed his former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about the president's involvement in a real estate deal with Russia during the 2016 campaign. The chairman of two House investigative panels, Adam Schiff, who leads the House Intelligence Committee, and Gerald Nadler, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, tweeted Friday that they would probe the allegations. Both President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani have blasted the credibility of Mr. Cohen, who reportedly told special counsel Robert Mueller that the president had directed him to tell Congress that negotiations for a Trump Tower in Moscow had ended in January 2016, when in fact they had continued through June of that year, a month after Mr. Trump effectively won the GOP nomination. The Democratic National Committee said it was targeted by an unsuccessful cyber attack 8 days after the 2018 midterm elections. The DNC believes that one of the Russian hacking groups that broke into its network during the 2016 presidential campaign was behind the latest attempted intrusion. In a court filing, the DNC says its official email addresses received so-called spear phishing emails. Spear phishing is a common hacking trick involving sending emails disguised as originating from a trusted source. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta told the Wall Street Journal that more than doubling the federal minimum wage would result in a loss of jobs in the U.S. This week, Democrats in Congress proposed increasing the pay floor to $15 an hour from $7.25, but Mr. Acosta said dramatically increasing the minimum wage would threaten to end a long stretch of job creation and hurt the U.S. economy. Still ahead, Tesla is cutting more jobs. Electric vehicle maker Tesla is cutting 7% of its workforce, the second round of layoffs in a year. It's part of a continuing effort by Tesla to sell its Model 3 sedan at a lower price. Tim Higgins covers Tesla for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us from San Francisco. First of all, Tim, isn't this a bid by Tesla to stay profitable while it lowers the price of the Model 3 sedan?
Yeah, exactly. Elon Musk last year promised that the third and fourth quarters would be profitable. And in fact, when he surprised Wall Street with a third quarter profit that was a record for the company, he said that this was the start of sustainable profitability going forward forever. And so this is essentially a bid by him to continue to be profitable while at the same time lower the price of the Model 3. It's long been promised that it was going to be offered at a starting price of $35,000, but even from the get-go, it hasn't been that price.
How many layoffs are we talking about, Tim?
Well, 7% of the company, the exact total isn't quite clear because this is for 7% of the full-time workers, and they have a lot of contractors and part-time workers in that in the total of about 49,000. So we're talking about several thousand people, as many as maybe 3,000, something like that.
Yeah, and this was, again, on top of a 9% layoff announcement, I guess, in June, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tesla's goal is to sell the Model 3 as a mainstream sedan for $35,000, but that's been difficult to achieve because Tesla's costs are so high, isn't that right?
Yeah. When they announced this car and they've been bringing it out for the last year or so, Elon Musk has said they couldn't launch it at $35,000 because it just wouldn't have been sustainable, that he needed the time and the kind of the scale of bringing out vehicles to lower that cost over time. And they've really been pushing for that across the board. And so one of those levers is adjusting the amount of workers they have at the company.
How much is the Model 3 selling for right now? I understand that I remember they lowered the price by about $2,000 not too long ago.
Yeah, they lowered all of the vehicle prices by $2,000 at the beginning of this year as the U.S. federal tax credit begins to phase out. The starting price of the Model 3 currently is at $44,000, which it is lower than it was, but still not $35,000.
Hasn't Tesla really been ramping up production? And I guess, you know, tagged onto that, it's still trying to boost production with fewer people.
Yeah, there's two kind of levers they're pulling, right? They're going to try to lower their costs and at the same time start producing more vehicles. It's kind of the classic way to do these things. The challenge for Tesla is that they spent all of last year really struggling to increase production at their Fremont factory here in California. The question is, how many more vehicles, how many more Model 3s can they pump out of that factory? They have broken ground on a new factory in China that is intended for that market, but that'll be a while before cars start coming out of there. It's an empty field essentially now, and they need to build it, and it'll take time. And they've also signaled and said they plan to open an assembly plant in Europe at some point, but we haven't had any of those details yet. So they're making the plans for having increased capacity in the future. But at this point, it's a little unclear exactly how many cars they have the ability to churn out on an annual basis.
The layoff announcement was contained in a memo that Tesla CEO Elon Musk sent out to employees very early Friday. Didn't Musk also issue somewhat of a profit warning? You know, he said preliminary results showed Tesla made a second straight quarterly profit in the most recent quarter, but that it will be difficult to repeat for the current quarter.
Yeah, in the past, he had said that he was going to turn a profit in the fourth quarter, and he's continuing with that. And now he's essentially saying that the first quarter will be tight because there's a few things going on here. New vehicles that are going into Europe and to Asia, the Model 3 is finally going into those markets. They're going to be the higher-priced versions. Just like in the U.S. when they launched the Model 3 here, they sold the more expensive version, and they started to offer cheaper versions down the way. Well, that helps the bottom line, but meanwhile, here in the U.S. and in North America, they're offering that $44,000 version, right? So they've got that'll change kind of the mix, and then they start to face even greater pressure in the second quarter and later this year as they continue to offer less expensive versions of the Model 3 and try to push for that $35,000 target.
Well, why has Tesla been able to make a profit? Is it because the other cars, apart from the Model 3, have been selling well?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into this. One of the drivers in the third quarter was that the Model 3 that they were selling, on average, analysts estimate it was going for about $59,000. UBS, which has studied and tore down the Model 3 to look at the parts and the costs into it, has estimated that the higher version makes money, but as it gets cheaper and cheaper, it starts to go from break even to losing money. So the higher priced one turns a profit for the company, and that really was the focus on the third quarter, was to churn out higher priced versions of the Model 3, which really helped the company and helped the bottom line.
You mentioned it briefly before. The federal government is phasing out a tax credit for buyers of electric vehicle makers. Elon Musk said in his memo to employees that that's making the Model 3 more expensive, and I assume the phase out is throwing up another hurdle for Tesla, to get the Model 3 down to $35,000.
It's a challenge here. The tax credit was created by the government to help incentivize automakers to get into the electric car business. It's a little bit of a chicken or egg kind of debate, and one of the issues that automakers have traditionally said that is kind of against electric cars is that consumers don't want them because they tend to be more expensive. They're more expensive because the cost of batteries just makes them more pricey than what a traditional gasoline-powered vehicle is. And so the idea is that new technology and greater scale, more people buying electric cars, those two things combined will eventually lower the cost of batteries and make the buying an electric car in some ways in parity with a gasoline car. So that's kind of the theory behind these tax credits. And Tesla has sold for years now its Model S sedan and Model X sport utility vehicle. These are vehicles that typically sell for $100,000, and buyers of those cars were getting the tax credits here in the States. And the idea by the government is that once you get to this threshold of selling a total of 200,000 vehicles, you don't need that kind of assistance going forward. So in some ways, it's good for Tesla, right? It's a signal that they have started to get some traction and people are buying their vehicles. But it also comes at in some ways, the worst time for them, because it's when they're rolling out their more mainstream car at a price point that would really be helped by the tax credits that would make it an easier reach for more mainstream consumer.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York from the Wall Street Journal.